Today on Experts, Jeff Chackle with Chackle Law, and you may have seen the insert in the Monday Bulletin with an article that Jeff wrote for the Bend Chamber dealing with marijuana in the workplace. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a prickly issue for a lot of folks. What's an employer to do?
Well, it is difficult. Employers are really having a tough time, particularly screening employees and trying to figure out what their drug policies are going to be. I've had some employers say, frankly, if we drug tested everybody, probably wouldn't have any employees here in Bend because of the prevalent use of recreational marijuana now.
Have some people have said, hey, man, you can't fire me because I use pot?
Well, that is a misconception. Yes, you can. Just because Oregon decriminalized the recreational use of marijuana, it really had no impact on the employment laws currently in effect in Oregon, both on the federal and the state level. It continues to be a controlled substance under the Federal Controlled Substances Act, a Schedule I drug, same category as heroin and cocaine.
I mean, this isn't the new alcohol?
It is not.
So you can't treat it the same?
No. It isn't for several reasons, primarily because it is still a controlled substance under federal law. It is illegal to possess and use marijuana under federal law. So any employer that has federal contracts, works with the federal government, has to be extremely careful about their drug policies. They really shouldn't change at all. Other employers who have safety-sensitive positions, maybe they're governed by the Department of Transportation, they're required to enforce their drug policies, to do drug testing in accordance with Department of Transportation guidelines, and continue on as if nothing really had ever happened here in Oregon.
Okay, but my doctor gave me a prescription. I use medical marijuana.
Well, there is no, and that is a common misconception. There is no accommodation requirement for medical marijuana use in Oregon under either state or federal law. Both sets of courts in state and federal appeals courts have said there is no requirement that employers do so. Employers are still free to fire employees even if their use of marijuana is in the medical context.
Wow. All right. So where does an employer need to start?
Well, every employer is going to be different. So you do need to consult with an HR professional or an attorney to craft drug policies that fit the nature of your business. If you are going to have a drug-free workplace, you need to have testing policies and procedures that are applied evenly to all your employees to make sure you're not unlawfully using drug testing policies as a means of discrimination. That's a common way that plaintiff's lawyers like to attack bad drug tests and through the bad policies. Another thing to do is really look at how you test and why you test. There are new testing procedures out there. For example, you can use a saliva test as opposed to a urine test. Now, the problem that a lot of employers have is, look, a urine test for marijuana can show a positive result for weeks prior to that, just because an employee will say, hey, I was at a party, I was around secondhand smoke, that sort of thing. I wasn't actually doing anything wrong. It puts the employer in a difficult position. A saliva test now can give a positive result for just 4 to 6 hours prior. So you can really distinguish between someone who recently used just in the last 4 to 6 hours versus someone through a urine test who may have been around it or used 3 weeks ago. So there are tools out there that employers can use with good policies, good testing in place that can help them distinguish the kind of the casual user who may just been around it or used it occasionally versus someone who frankly had to wake up in the morning and use drugs that morning.
So suppose I want to be generous and say, okay, you can use as long as it's not on company time.
Well, some employers choose to do that. I think that's a little risky. I think the better route would be for employers to have a drug-free policy and then use this more kind of modern testing where you can limit it to just this last 4 to 6 hours of use. Maybe in the case of an accident or something like that where the person was driving, they do a drug test if there's an accident, and then that 4 to 6 hour time window, if they're using, then they can be terminated. The problem with turning a blind eye or even changing policies to be silent on the issue of drug use is you're almost giving the employees kind of your implied consent to use so long as it's discreet. And that can get you in a world of hurt, really, if that individual is in an accident. Maybe they hurt themselves or they're driving customers around by chance, if they're driving like a rental car service or transporting customers back and forth in a van of some sort. If you hurt your customers or you're involved in an accident and you don't have as a company good drug policies in place that prohibit use and possession during work hours, you really could be opening yourself up to liability from customers or even other employees who are hurt by this individual.
All right. So get the expert advice. Jeff Chackel is our guest and our expert today. Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jeff Chackel at chackellaw.com.